Have you ever wondered why you exist? This nagging question lies at the heart of human experience. We sense there must be more to life than just surviving day to day. The purpose-driven life addresses this fundamental question by offering a counterintuitive starting point. Your life isn't about you at all. True purpose begins with recognizing you were created by God and for God. Like trying to understand an invention without consulting its creator, we cannot discover our purpose through self-reflection alone. Your birth wasn't random chance. Before your parents even thought of you, God envisioned every detail of your existence, your appearance, personality, talents, and even the timing and location of your birth. Even your perceived flaws were deliberately designed. You exist because God wanted to love you. This profound truth transforms your sense of worth. You matter not because of achievements or others' approval, but simply because you were made for relationship with your Creator. Everyone's life is driven by something. For many, it's guilt, resentment, fear, materialism, or approval seeking. These driving forces create unnecessary stress and unfulfilled potential. Purpose-driven living offers a better alternative, allowing God's five purposes to guide your decisions. The first crucial perspective shift is recognizing that life on earth is just preparation for eternity. Though we might live 100 years here, we're designed to exist forever. This explains why death always feels unnatural and why we instinctively long for immortality. Your first purpose is bringing pleasure to God through relationship, not religious rituals. You were made for God's enjoyment because He chose to create you for His delight. Worship extends beyond Sunday services to your entire lifestyle. The heart of worship is surrender, giving yourself completely to God despite its unpopularity in our competitive culture. God wants to be your best friend. In Eden, Adam and Eve enjoyed intimate friendship with God without religious rituals. Jesus made this friendship possible again by paying for our sins. Develop this friendship through constant conversation and continual meditation. Maintain an open dialogue with God throughout your day during everyday activities. Brother Lawrence, a 17th century monk, practiced this by doing everything for God rather than himself. God's second purpose is making you part of His family. When you place faith in Christ, God becomes your father, other believers become your siblings, and this spiritual family lasts forever. Love should be your top priority. Without it, all achievements are worthless. You'll ultimately be evaluated in eternity by how you loved others. No one can fulfill God's purposes alone. Being a member of the church means being a vital organ of Christ's body. Real fellowship goes beyond casual conversation to experiencing life together through unselfish loving, honest sharing, practical serving, sacrificial giving, and sympathetic comforting. Building authentic community requires humility, the oil that smooths relationships. God's third purpose is transforming you to be like Christ, developing His character while maintaining your uniqueness. God prioritizes your character development over comfort. Many Christians mistakenly view the abundant life as perfect health and problem-free living, treating God like a genie. In reality, life's difficulties are designed for growth. Earth isn't heaven. The Holy Spirit produces Christ-likeness through a process requiring your participation, abandoning old behaviors, transforming thought patterns, and developing godly habits. Your character is essentially your habits combined. God uses three transformative tools. His Word provides truth, His people offer support, and circumstances create opportunities to practice Christ-likeness. Unlike religions valuing isolation, spiritual maturity develops in community because learning to love like Jesus requires relationships. Spiritual growth demands intentional commitment. It won't happen automatically. Lasting change comes from transformed thinking, not mere willpower. Like reprogramming a boat's autopilot, true change occurs by adopting Christ's perspective. To fulfill God's purposes, embrace three biblical viewpoints. Life is a test, a trust, and a temporary assignment. Every situation tests your character, and you're a steward, not owner, of everything you possess. God designed you to make a difference through serving others. Every Christian is a minister, not just pastors. Jesus came to serve, not to be served. To understand how God shaped you for service, remember shape: spiritual gifts, God-empowered abilities; heart, your passions; abilities, natural talents; personality, influences how you use gifts; and experience, including painful ones. Real servants make themselves available, notice needs, do their best with available resources, perform all tasks with equal dedication, and maintain humility. They think of others before themselves and see ministry as an opportunity rather than obligation. God intentionally uses weak people, those with physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual limitations, to demonstrate His power. When we acknowledge our weaknesses and accept them, we experience His strength working through us in profound ways. Your fifth purpose is sharing God's love with others. This divine assignment transforms everyday encounters into opportunities for spiritual impact. Whether you're a teacher, business professional, artist, or homemaker, nothing matters more than helping people establish an eternal relationship with God. God has given you a unique life message comprised of your testimony, life lessons, godly passions, and the good news of salvation. Personal stories are particularly powerful as they build relational bridges that bypass intellectual defenses. Becoming a world-class Christian requires shifting from self-centered to other-centered thinking, from local to global perspective, from temporary to eternal values, and from making excuses to finding creative solutions for sharing faith. The Great Commission isn't just a suggestion, it's your personal commission and the secret to living significantly. The ultimate purpose of everything is displaying God's glory. We bring glory to God through worship, loving believers, becoming like Christ, serving others with our gifts, and sharing His message. Living on purpose is the only genuine way to live. Everything else is merely existing. Most people wrestle with three fundamental questions: identity, who am I? Importance, do I matter? And impact, what is my place in life? The answers lie in God's five purposes. These seven words can transform your life. David served God's purpose in his generation. Like David, you have a unique calling within your specific time and place. Only you can serve God in this present moment. When fulfilling your purposes seems overwhelming, remember the eternal reward that outweighs temporary troubles. One day we'll all stand before God. The question won't be, how successful were you, but did you fulfill my purposes for your life? The goal isn't just understanding these purposes, but living them daily, creating ripple effects that extend beyond your immediate influence, a legacy that matters eternally. What story will your life tell? Will you have lived aligned with God's purposes? These questions deserve consideration as you move from understanding to action.